Folks, God has given us a message. That message he has given us, he has given to us in our heart. When God touches your heart, just like in calling you to salvation, he touches your heart out of love, out of purity. God looks at you and God looks at me, and as he looks, he sees us as we will be. You and I right now keep seeing ourselves as we are. And in most cases, we say, Lord, I have no idea what you see in me. I have no idea why you would choose me to do anything. But God sees us, and that us he's looking at is filtered through his son, Jesus. He sees you and he sees me, not only through the eyes of his son, Jesus. He sees us through the blood of his son, Jesus. God was there that day, the day that the world had decided that hell would conquer heaven. Satan himself was present. He marched in and right down the streets coming into Jerusalem. Satan was there. The palm branches were being laid out as Jesus comes riding through. Satan was there. Many that were there to greet him were there for the wrong reason. They wanted to see a miracle and to get fed. Because they had heard Jesus was really good at that. And then to top it all off, they wanted to make Jesus their earthly king. They called themselves Christians. As long as Jesus would do it the way they tell him to. It didn't work. I want you all to remember something about that day. I hope to be here that Sunday, which is Palm Sunday, to preach it. But just in case, pay close attention to the ride. Jesus was on the donkey riding into Jerusalem. The palm branches coming down. But did you notice Jesus never set a foot on the palm branches? The donkey did. Satan did. All the rest of them walking around, they did, because they laid them there. Jesus deals with what is real in your heart and in mine. Jesus has always refused, as his Father has taught him. Always. You cannot play church or pretend Christianity. Christianity is the voice of Christ in the heart of all of those who will say, yea, Lord, here am I, send me. The honor is in the voice that God gives you to sing his praises, to preach, proclaim his praises through teaching. And God reminds us, I was there. I saw all the gathered around my son. I heard the laughter, and I saw the tears. I witnessed how mankind would praise the name of my son at the same time cursing his father. I watched as my son comes walking in, and yet when he got to the main street, heading into the city that I had given my children, I watched my son weep. From the depths of his heart, I heard the cry. To my ears came the hurt and the pain. My son looked on, and he came because of his love. As my son watched, he forgave. As I looked on, I saw. I saw what many had done to my truth and to my word. the religious leaders no longer proclaimed my name. Those who were in charge took charge of people and not my word. They misled and misquoted everything that I had given them to preach. I was there. I saw, says God. I witnessed a week as my son ached from within. I saw my son breaking like he was bending with the wind. I looked at his face and I saw love. And then my son looked up above. He saw me as I smiled at him. He saw my love that had placed within inside his heart and who he was. I knew my son and what he would go through. But I could only hear his cry. And now I know he came for you, me and you. He came to forgive what the world refused to. He came to give his love, the only love that's true. But I watched as those who professed in my name that they would go in the world and they'd make gain. They would take all they could take and give back nothing. But I was there, says God. I was there as my son looked up and cried in his heart, "They know no better, Father." In order for them to start, forgive the sins and make them whole. Let them grow in the word that they have heard me come, that comes from my soul. Allow them to connect with my heart. God said, I heard him as he talked, and I watched as his servants depart, walking away from the truth that I sent just for personal gain. That's not the reason my son came. The peace that he brought was tried and true. The peace that will work with me and you. The world searches for truth, but they don't seem to find it. Because you see, they've taken God's word, and finally they said, we will bind it. It won't come true. It won't be expressed. But God says, don't you understand? You're turning like all the rest. The people who call themselves by my name walk in a world without shame, doing all there is to destroy one another. Yet I came to stop it through a human mother. I'm with you now, but I'm still watching. I see your heart. I watched it beat before time existed. But now your time has come. Even though the world did twist it, I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. It's my son that I rose from the grave. I heard his cry as he called each of your names. He came in my presence without shame. Father, I give my all. These are your children, but most of all, they know not what they do. They cannot change from their human estate. But Father, you sent me that you would make sure they would not find the fate that awaits all of those who said no to me. Father, they're my brothers. They're my sisters. Since history began, I saw them coming, and with their love that I put a place in their heart, I knew they were becoming to be my children, to glow as you showed them the power you gave them, Son. It's power from my glory. But now, my son is coming back as he cried for you, as he lifted your name up to me. I've watched you turn your back. You turned your back on my true love, the truest that could only be sent from above. Where are you going? What are you going to do if you refuse to take my son just with you? You will fail in life, which isn't so bad. But failing eternally makes my heart sad. Peace I sent to you. Peace I gave. And all I said was, recognize my son as you watch him rise from the grave. He died for you. I know it's true. I'm your God. I see what you do. Yet what happened? From the first, when the love of my son you did so thirst, you wanted all that you can soak into your mind and your heart. But soon I watched you as you depart. I'm coming back, but no longer as a servant, King. I'm coming back as the King of Kings. My son I sent to you once in the flesh. When he comes back, he'll finish the rest. Where will you stand in my realm of love? Are you only standing in the body I gave you from above? Are you breaking and find yourself faltering? Are you shaking within? My son came so you could be my kin. I called you son, I called you daughter. Yet when the fighting begins, you're not where you ought to. You need to be where I send you, but the time is short. What will you do when you stand in the world without my power? The world will seem to you like a mighty tower, and you'll look up as my servants of old, and you'll hear a human master thus stand and behold. And that master will say, you belong to me now. I'm your king. Forget God somehow, but look to your heart to truly see who's in charge. I'm your God. I'm your Father. I'm the one who will be there. No matter what the charge that people bring against you to me, it'll never enter heaven. Don't you see? I was there. I watched my son. You see, you mistook what was done. As he entered Jerusalem, it wasn't the end. It was the beginning of true love that always wins. As I raise my son from the grave on earth, I will touch your soul for whatever that's worth. To the human being who wants to bring me down, understand this. I'm God Almighty. I don't walk on the ground. You can put down in front of me all the branches you please, but it's your heart, it's your soul that makes all heaven glee. It's the love I've sent. That's what it's all about. Don't you understand? You will one day. Because my son's coming with a shout. All the earth will ring. Your heart will jump with joy. No grave can handle or hold my girl or boy. It'll all break open and you'll come forth. For I am your God. I am your truth. I am your source. When you have my son in your heart, please don't worry. He'll never depart. I said, I want you to confess, my son, it's true, that he came to earth just for you. And when you do, I count you as kin, because that's all the world's about since everything began. My love, my strength, I've offered it to the world. They prostituted the truth to every girl and boy. They refused to say, my son did come. Who'll stand for him today? Who's the chosen one that'll stand strong above all earth can give as you shout out from the depth of your heart. That's me in there. What more could I give? I've given you my son. I've given you my power. I've given you the strength for any hour. The foe you fight is not one another. But the foe that stands strong is still another. His name is Satan. I warned you about him. Since when did he become your God? You think you can't live without him? The joy you say of my life is in him. But you've just begun. As your eyes grow dim, I want you to know, as my chosen few, I'm the only one that can be with you. The family will want to help, but they can't. The prayers will go up like a blessed chant. I'll hear the cry, I'll hear your call, but I'm still in charge of it all. I will take from the mist those who preach my word and do not resist. I promise that I would be there for you. But it's me, my son, that's living in you. Accept me who I am, for their mouths will be shut. When will it come? When you no longer can sip the cup that my son drank from before time began. It was planned that he'd come to take care of sin. The love is there. It'll get no greater. But if my word is not accepted, it will be stopped. And you will hear, as the world looks on, all of the tragedies around. There will be earthquakes in many places. The heavens will lose their shine. You look around and you'll think, not in my time have I ever seen what's going on today. You've seen nothing. The world has become your grave. You worship it and you think it'll help, but there's only one God. There's nobody else. I watched him. Yes, I did. As he came down your aisle, I watched him as each heart he spent just a little while. And in that love he touched so pure. And he said, take it now. I'll see you endure. I'll give you the strength. I'll float you along. But don't you dare back off from that one faithful song. For I love the world so much. I gave my only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should never perish, but have everlasting life. I gave you that promise. So whosoever will, let him come forward. For in front of you, you'll see that mighty hill. Do not falter. Do not turn away. I'm coming back. And you don't know the day. But look at your family and what's going on. Where's their focus? Is it on my song? The song I sent to you within your heart? Are you still looking for everything from the world and all it's got? Look no longer, for I have come into the heart of each and every single one. When they stand before me, there'll be no excuse, because I will have introduced myself. Even though they would refuse to accept my Son, I'm sorry for them, but time is coming when the door shall shut and you'll hear the cry from without, won't you let me come in? But I sent you my word, I sent you my truth, that when I have shut the door, there is no use. It can never be opened once I've closed it. Do you know, my Son? Do you know that you were chosen just by him to do whatever the call is? His blessing to us that we'll take his word to all. Let his word shine within your heart, for you see, it is his word that he's wanting to come and explain to the world. When I have come, I will not depart. Listen to it. Listen to his cry. Listen to his call. For one day it'll be over. Will you miss your call? Let's pray. Father, I ask for your strength and your mercy, dear Lord God, and for each one that hears your word, Father, that you will give them the truth of love, the truth of peace, your truth, Father. Touch each heart, that we as your children may stand as your mighty armor. And Father, as we stand strong, we realize that you're still in charge. Touch each heart and each family. Father, I do ask your blessing upon each one that is listening, each one that is present. Father, help us to share such love. Give us the strength as we continue to carry on, reminding us, Father, that with you is our home. Encourage us, each and every one, Through your heart, Father, you sent us your Son. Touch us now with strength that you hold, that we might love the world and be bold. We thank you, Father, for your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.